On this field, at this exact spot nearly 3 months ago, we thought President Trump was going to lose his life. But God still has a plan for him, just like he still has a plan for the United States of America. Sure as I'm standing here today, that what happened was a true miracle. And on that day, America felt the truth of Scripture. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I truly believe that God saved President Trump's life that day. And I believe that God is with us right now and watches over this incredible nation every single day.
Well, folks, I hope you had a chance to check out one of the rallies this weekend. It's been phenomenal watching all of this play out, especially in Butler, Pennsylvania, with the thousands upon thousands of people that showed up there, Wisconsin also. The music there was phenomenal at the end, just broke my heart. I was in tears watching all of the Nessun Dorma and Hallelujah playing. The amazing information flying in from all over the world is phenomenal. The comms we see from Dan and others will get really encourage you, I believe, today. And we just got a lot to go into today. Let's go into it now.
28% of Americans think the U.S. is on the right track. And I want you to put that in a perspective, right? When does the average, when the incumbent party loses the election, look at that. It's just 25%. That looks a heck of a lot like that 28%, right, that currently think the country is on the right track. When the White House party wins, i.e. Kamala Harris's party, the Democrats, 42% on average think that the country is on the right track. This 25% looks a lot more like this 28%. It doesn't look anything like this 42%. This, to me, is a bad sign for Kamala Harris's campaign. The bottom line is it looks a lot more like a loser than it does like a winner when it comes to the country being on the right track.
Yeah. So not looking good. Communist News Network actually covering what would be probably numbers that aren't true. What do you mean? Well, they're saying 28%. It's probably more like it's probably more like 5%. But they don't want to tell us, you know, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, because they don't believe in God. But we'll move forward. Amazing, this Walmart in Texas, in case you guys didn't catch it, somebody actually went in there and found a book. And they're looking around. There's Texas. Yeah. They grab the book off the shelf. It says The Achievements of Kamala Harris. And they open the book. And it's empty. She has no achievements. It's an empty book that somebody's selling on the shelves in Walmart. And I hope that that's not just a trick and they didn't just put them there just to make us think that they're actually selling them. But that's the information that's coming out. President Trump said the lawyers at the RNC stopped the fraud now. Is this for real? Ask Elon Musk. Joel Berry says some fun facts about the Democrat plan to steal the elections using overseas ballots. Through the UOCAVA overseas program, you can register to vote online without providing ID, social security number, or proof of citizenship or address. You can register in any state at any address, and no one verifies whether you have ever actually lived there. Many states allow you to send your ballot via email. A recent Democrat memo announced their plan to collect 9 million overseas Democrat votes. According to federal government report, there are only 2.8 million eligible voters overseas. So in 2020, the number of civilian votes inexplicably doubled from their normal average. The Democrats have spent six figures on the vote from abroad program. to rake in more unverified civilian overseas ballots this year. So in 2020, just 44,000 votes across Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin votes won Joe Biden, the presidency. Democrats only need a handful of fraudulent overseas votes to steal the election. And that's why President Trump keeps saying we need to make this thing too big to rig. We don't want them to steal it. And if you're looking at your screen, you see the number of folks that showed up in Butler, Pennsylvania, right there, almost like the inauguration itself. It was jam-packed. And you can see the level of number of people all the way as far as the eyes can see. Just by looking at this video here, from left to right, panning over from Dan Scavino Jr., so we can all see this together. Thousands upon thousands of people. Some saying the estimates were at 50,000. I would think that there's probably a lot more than that. Another thing I noticed when they were scrolling left to right, you'll notice they had all of these giant trailers from trucks that are surrounding the entire Butler, Pennsylvania rally, and that's telling me that they don't want any vehicles rushing in and trying to run into the crowd, so they use those for blockades, is what I was told. And then if you head over to Wisconsin, when he went to the airplane hangar, look at the number of folks that showed up for that. They said, you know what, we can outdo Pennsylvania. Check this out. Folks, that is phenomenal. You know, I wonder sometimes when you're looking at this, you know, I think, I don't know if anybody else does this, but I go, man, if the mainstream media is standing there with their cameras and they're in the middle of all of this and they're looking back with this beautiful weather and they're seeing the sea of people to come listen to this man who just brings in droves of people. And then they head over. I wonder if sometimes they head over to the old Kamala rallies and say, you know, I wonder what they got going on over there. I wonder if they go into depression and they're like, sir, I know we got our training in the CIA. I know that we're supposed to change the minds of the people and we're supposed to use our psyops, but I don't think it's working, sir. Go back and do your work now. You're going to make it happen no matter what. That's what we're paying you for. But sir, if you question me one more time, I'm going to have you replaced. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up off the top of my head of how I think that all works over there. Who knows how the evil ones work and operate? We know that they're bad. We know that they follow the devil himself. We know they want to destroy mankind. They're all they can do to take over power so they can destroy our freedom and our love of our Heavenly Father. That's all they get into. But here's a few clips from the rallies that I loved. And here's one. Here you go.
And I believe that every citizen deserves an America with a grand, very, very grand ambition, great opportunities, and limitless. We just want limitless potential. We want an America where you can get ahead and be proud of life and provide for your family in a really decent way, where we don't have crime. We have a fabulous military to protect us from evil. We have everything has to be the best. We have to have the best schools. We have to have strong borders. We don't want bad people coming in and hurting us. We don't want to have open borders, do we? You deserve a government that protects and respects its own citizens, that defends your sovereignty, your security, and your dignity and your freedom. You deserve a nation that builds things again, makes things better, that aims for the stars once more, and that once again commands respect. And we want to get respect like we had it 4 years ago. The entire world respected us. They respected us. They respected us more than they've ever respected us. And now they laugh at us. We can't have them laugh at us, can we? Above all, you deserve leadership in Washington that does not answer to the lobbyists, to the bureaucrats, or to the corrupt special interests, but answers only to you, the hardworking citizens of America, of which there are a lot of them. We have a lot of them.
A lot of hardworking citizens. And we saw this post from President Trump, November 5th, the most important day in the history of our country. He brings that up over and over again. And when he talks about America, it's amazing that as all of the folks gathered at this particular rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, the crowd noticed that somebody needed some medical help. And so President Trump paused his speech. And I want you to hear what the Americans did. This will touch your heart, folks. Today is just another one of those tearjerkers, I think, today. Here we go. It's amazing, isn't it? That rally must have been phenomenal. Must have been something to go to. I mean, I think I saw Lisa May was there. She actually flew out and was right behind, I believe, the president. And I'm showing you a clip from her. She said there was a great rally. Loved all the air cues that he did at the end, plus the dancing. We were yelling, "Where we go one, we go all," up in the bleachers behind him while the medics were helping someone earlier. So our president gave us some love. And so here's the two air cues I believe he did right here. Check this out. There's one. And there's another one. Two air crews. We love you. And he pointed them out. And then he does his dance. That's pretty cool. I bet you. That was pretty phenomenal. So, all Americans, whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, or conservative.
And to all Americans, whether you are Republican, Democrat, independent, conservative, or liberal, or you have no label whatsoever, it makes no difference. Our movement, it belongs to you. It belongs to our country. It belongs to our country. And together, in just 1 month, we are going to usher in a new golden age of American security, prosperity, sovereignty, and freedom for our citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
And he says that with authority, as if it's already done. And that's what we need to hear right now, as the enemy's fighting, doing all they can to put a stop to him entering the White House once again. Here's Melania.
I have a great team and my detail around me and my husband as well. I think there are some hole, something is going on the top level, or it was when that shooting happened. I know some people changed the positions, but let's hope that will never happen again.
Yep, so she knows, and she tried to let the interview with Maria Bartiromo play out where she wanted folks to know there's folks at top level that were involved in trying to take her husband out. And she says, basically, with authority, let's hope this doesn't happen again. Life was taken. We know that Corey Comparator was taken out. Was fatally shot at the Trump rally July 13th, 2024 in Butler. President Trump, if you're looking at your screen, is holding that family. And pretty telling to show you what kind of man he is. They're not afraid of him. They're looking at him with smiles. They're allowing him to embrace them. And they have on the back of their shirt, Comparator, soldier, firefighter, man of God, neighbor, protector. We'll always remember him in our hearts. Now, I know I played a lot of this segment in the intro, but want to hear it again.
Sure as I'm standing here today, that what happened was a true miracle. And on that day, America felt the truth of Scripture. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I truly believe that God saved President Trump's life that day. And I believe that God is with us right now and watches over this incredible nation every single day.
And I just want to let you know, I don't know if I've got the permission to share her name, but somebody that is in the know and has some ties to J.D. Vance wrote me immediately after the last video to let me know that I can send him a letter and get it in his hands and let him know that I'm proud of him. And I'm just grateful that the Lord gave me a few months with that young man to share the word of God. Pretty crazy. Not a lot of master surgeons request the chaplain to have permission to teach the Bible once a week and before work starts. And, you know, I look back in time, I think how crazy that must have been. What was I thinking? But now, looking back, hindsight 2020, I'm glad that I had the ability and the fortitude, I guess, the strength to do it without even thinking twice. I just thought that that was important, that people received the word of God, no matter where their walk is or who they were. Great times. And so here's something else that'll help you out, especially we get a lot of spiritual help, but here's something to help you physically. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I've just been, physically harmed by these freaks that have been running our country. It just, it's enough to give you indigestion. But I tell you what, there's been some amazing changes in my life recently, especially digestive support with Kimchi 1 out of Brightcore. It's also significant for removing toxins and helping me out with my waistline too. And this protection is antimicrobial. Kimchi has been shown to effectively fight against funguses, bacteria, viruses, and parasites. That's right, and it's amazing. Aflatoxins, the most harmful toxic substances produced by this asper, molds were found in the air in many food crops like corn, peanuts, trees, and nuts, and spices. When you have issues and you can't identify the cause, well, aflatoxins, I found out, are the usually the culprit, for red eyes and headache and coughing, nosebleeds and fever and rash, joint pain, muscle pain. So what you can do, you get the probiotics found in kimchi, can effectively remove 81% of the aflatoxin B1 within 3 days. It also helps with your weight loss. Brightcore's made in the USA, Kimchi 1, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in 888-317-9941. In the description box below, it's there for you. 888-317-9941. Get your Kimchi 1 today.
Just look at everything they've done to President Trump. First, they tried to silence him. When that didn't work, they tried to bankrupt him. When that didn't work, they tried to jail him. And with all the hatred they have spewed at President Trump, it was only a matter of time before somebody tried to kill him. And that's exactly what happened, not just here in Butler, Pennsylvania, but just a few weeks later in Florida. 3 weeks ago, while these guys still go out there and attacking him as a threat to democracy, another gunman armed with an AK-47 style rifle, tried to finish the job.
Let's continue with this right here.
On this field, at this exact spot nearly 3 months ago, we thought President Trump was going to lose his life. But God still has a plan for him, just like he still has a plan for the United States of America. This movement, we have so much left to accomplish. And after the dark nights of trial, when the sun rises again, our flag is still going to be there, and nothing will stop the United States of America. So I want you all, I know he's not, he'll be at it in just a little bit, but I want you all, when Donald Trump comes out here, to give him a true Butler, Pennsylvania welcome. Because with Donald Trump as our leader, we are going to take this country back. We're going to make the American dream affordable again. And it's going to start right here in the great state of Pennsylvania. God bless you, Butler. Thank you for having me. And we are going to take this country back. I love you.
So another thing that happened for one of the speakers that actually came out would be this guy, Elon. Interesting, because he changed his profile picture, thank goodness. And I need to go look it up real quick if I can. Maybe I'll show it to you in a little bit. I didn't have it pulled up now. But Elon Musk, oh, there it is. Elon Musk, if you just scroll over it, you can see he changed it with this Make America Great Again black cap. And he says he's in a dark MAGA is what he called himself. And so, anyway, he shows up, and he was allowed to give a speech, and he's jumping up and down and what have you. A lot of people are showing that his jumping up and down was like a symbology or something towards the Freemasons and some other things. I saw all that. But it's really interesting, because the way that we're following it, we being the Anons, tracking, sharing information and more, I never really believed that this is the same Elon that the original Elon Musk. It's just, I think that it's somebody else from an acting school that's playing him very well. That's just who I am. I could be wrong. You guys can get upset with me if you want. I just think it's a different guy. It's playing him, and he's being used in this operation to take our country back. And tell you what, for all the folks that loved Elon, the liberals and the haters of President Trump, all of a sudden he's flipped. He buys Twitter. And he opens it up, and he starts exposing all the lies, and the government uses social media to control all of the narrative and everything. And he just basically got all that out, and then he's out here standing in front of everyone supporting President Trump.
You know, the true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So that, who do you want representing America? Yeah. Absolutely. And I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting.
Yeah, so he's getting it all out. One of the things I thought he said was, this is not another, just the same old four-year elections, right? It's not an ordinary four-year election. We've heard that from the Intel board. Another thing that's interesting on Intel, when we talk about certain things, you know, they were talking about President Trump said, basically, so, you know, we need to occupy Mars, right? That's what President Trump said. Hey, we're going to get to Mars someday. And Elon was wearing a shirt called Occupy Mars. Anybody catch that? Elmer Fudd made sure that he put this together. And President Trump said, hey, take over, Elon. Just take over. Elon comes out with a t-shirt that says Occupy Mars. Elon told everyone repeatedly to go get registered to vote. So the million-dollar question now is, what's Elon going to take over with Starlink that is connected to voting in this election? Mars. M-A-R-S. You already know. Too big to rig. Baby. What's Mars? Military Auxiliary Radio System. This is a Department of Defense-sponsored program involving civilian amateur radio operators. It was established to provide a pool of trained radio operators for emergency communications, especially during natural disasters or wartime. although initially set up by the Army and later including the Air Force, the Navy Marine Corps version ended in 2015. This program has evolved since its inception in 1925, focusing on providing a backbone for military and civil communications when regular channels might be compromised or insufficient. And so by no means do I believe that they are trying to figure out how to break through the firmament and get out into a place and to supposedly this place that they call Mars. So anyway, that's my opinion. I'm holding to that strongly, and I always will. So again, MAGA Brittany is showing us some of these things that are playing out in the future. Many are talking about this. It's been on the news a lot lately. Another hurricane heading our way towards Florida. It's estimated to hit Tampa directly. The area is the home of MacDill Air Force Base, which houses CENTCOM, Central Command, right? It also has one of the biggest ports for oil. It's also my home. Fun fact for nons, the port of Tampa is where the real-life albatross ship that was depicted in the movie White Squall was brought to after being rescued. I'm going to show you some more of that in a moment. Check this out, Into Thin Air.
All right, everyone, welcome back. October 6th, 2024, and we are tracking soon-to-be Hurricane Milton. We are expecting this to be a hurricane later on today and then making its way towards the western coast of Florida as a major hurricane. Once again, we warned Florida 4 days ago now about this storm, and now quite literally every single outlet is talking about this. So right off the bat, the data we have for Milton right now, as the posting of this video, Milton is still considered a tropical storm at 60-mile-an-hour sustained winds. This may already be a Cat 1. In fact, I projected to be within the next couple hours at most at 991 millibars. And take a look at this, moving east at 5 miles an hour. That is very significant. And we're going to talk about that because this is a super rare spot for a hurricane to form. Not only that, but then to move from west to east during its entire lifespan is also super rare. Let's not forget, we also have Hurricane Kirk out here as well as Hurricane Leslie. Not too much threat to land as of now. Also very important, I'm aware we are in the Western Gulf right now, so there is time for this path to change. As of right now, the GFS has landfall taking place around St. Petersburg, Florida, maybe Spring Hill, Clearwater. That has been a common theme over the last couple days. You can see a 960 millibar landfall there. This is ranging between a Cat 2 and a Cat 4. Some of these models even have this thing a possible Cat 5. I don't see that happening, but we need to be very aware of landfall changes because as you can see, a lot of the models have this thing going from about Clearwater and Spring Hill south. There are a couple models that have it kind of hooking north sooner, so still a lot of time for things to change here. But all in all, we are looking like a guaranteed Florida landfall of some sort. Now, I knew right off the bat this storm was going to outperform. Look at these storm cloud heads that are shooting up from the central area of the low pressure system, Milton. These are literally explosions taking place, explosions of energy. And that lets you know that this thing is really ramping up. Underneath this cloud layer, you have these counterclockwise surface layer winds that are beginning to spin and churn this thing, and you will start seeing the formation of this hurricane.
It's amazing. Because how could it get so much power as you're looking at your screen so quickly? And, you know, we've talked about this over and over again about the weather manipulation. I'm going to get more into that in a moment. But first, just wanted to show you again. Remember that Q pointed to the 1996 movie White Squall. There were many signature Q quotes and notes in the movie. Anonymous, where we go one, we go all. Calm before the storm. Movie is based on a true story. The survivors of that true story were brought to the port of Tampa, where Milton is tracking. We haven't had a hurricane directly there in 100 years. DJT also used Scott Free as a way to point to that movie. And so it's amazing as we watch all this play out. You've got the White Squall. Thank you, Stormy Patriot Joe, for pointing this out. But you've got that movie where they're in a storm, and I'm showing you the trailer on your screen. Just show the last few moments of this. Ready?
Don't you walk out of this, Skipper, you don't!
Captain, they're only boys.
We listened to you. We believed you.
They're much more than that, sir.
And we are still here!
Jeff Bridges in a Ridley Scott film. White Squall, based on a true story.
White 1096 movie trailer there for you to see White Squall. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's actually been out there sharing with everyone, yes, they can control the weather. Here is Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, talking about it. Anyone who says they don't or makes fun of this is lying to you. By the way, the people know it and hate all of you who try to cover it up.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other.
So there we are. Just in case you guys were wondering, you needed more proof that they manipulate the weather. They're out there basically telling you how it all works. And oh, by the way, Politico put out a hit piece. Helene hit Trump strongholds in Georgia and North Carolina. It could swing the election. They always tell you. They always tell you what they're up to, right? It's not only the election that they're after, but some other strange things. And here's just wanted to show you, well, actually, here's a warning letting folks know that they need to evacuate out of Florida. I was going to play that for you, but most of you have seen that. What I did want to show you is just when you thought you heard it all from Fletch 17, Kamala and Doug, what say you about this from the recent hurricane?
Remember how we talked about the lithium mine and who owns it and who owns the rights and all that stuff? So it goes a little deeper. So the mining company that owns the rights to mine out that mine is called Albemarle's, and they are basically owned by different shareholders. The two biggest shareholders in that mining company, of course, are, you know it, BlackRock and Vanguard. So there is more players to all of this. So guess who has the biggest stake investments into BlackRock and Vanguard when it comes to mining this mine in the lithium? Well, that would be none other than Douglas Emhoff. You know who Douglas Emhoff is? Oh, well, that's Kamala Harris's husband. Yeah. And so guess who has the final say in the sign-off of the permits? That would be Kamala Harris. So there's a lot more going on.
How about that? Huh, interesting. Folks are making connections. I have to look more into that and see what's going on. But first, want to make sure you guys know that you can go to andweknow.com for all of the resources that you need here. Hope, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can find all of our videos there, our social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more at that website. Very simple for you to find that. And also, you can go to shop.andweknow.com. We have the sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, accessories, tees, and tanks, new mugs available now, and more. And if you go to our link tree, guys, in our description box below, you'll find the links to all of our different places where we house our videos. Clout Hub happens to be one of those that really love. A lot of folks have been upset because they're saying they're seeing a lot of commercials, ads popping up from Rumble automatically. That's not from us. If you're seeing that, you could go to Clout Hub and watch our videos there, and you're not going to see those pop up. So if you're looking for something different, there's one you could check out for sure. So here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So in case you guys didn't know, FEMA is abandoning, you know, the devastated North Carolina town residents because they can't drive around road closed sign. Nobody's been bringing in supplies except civilians. If you're looking on your right, this road is only accessed for 10 to 15. Most of the residents here, they're trying to access a campground no one had been able to use yet. But they're using chainsaws. They're taking horses. And they want America to see how desolate this is. They think the death toll is going to match or exceed those from 9/11. This road's considered to be in good shape, but many will be forced to abandon their homes. Most of the bodies will never be recovered or identified. Tens of thousands of loved ones are waiting to hear, and there's a small taste of what you're seeing. Just that these homes, the cars flipped over, and the mud and everything that has been covering everyone up. And so it's been very difficult to watch for all of us. Just to let you know, even though there are sad things that are going on, and we're hoping for the truth to get out about how this plays out. This guy's got 4 million subscribers on TikTok. So he has a reach of a lot of young people. And he's getting information out in using humor to try to make sure that the young folks know what's going on.
Please help us. We are dying. We are without food, water, or shelter, or any electricity. We need your aid.
Understood. We're going to send $8 billion worth of aid.
Oh, thank you.
To Ukraine. Let's do that right away, ASAP. Come on.
What? No, a hurricane has completely ravaged the people that you represent. Give us that money.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to give you money. Every single one of you is getting $750 each.
You sent $8 billion to Ukraine. You're going to give us $750? You know what? Okay, we'll take it. How do we get it?
Easy. You just go online and apply, and if you pass the application, we'll wire the money right over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You want us, people that are trapped in a town with no water, food, resources to spend $750 on, to go online when we have no electricity, so we don't have any Wi-Fi, to get the $750?
I'm black, just like one of you.
What does that have to do? President Biden, please do something. We used to be respectable.
Yeah, so that came out. And also Saturday Night Live, it's kind of interesting because they're making fun of Tim Walz. Never thought we'd see anything like this.
Okay, he's out there. He's doing his thing, whatever that may be.
Okay, come on, just relax. You know, you haven't had a night off in 3 months. Do you want to watch something less stressful like the Menendez Brothers show?
I don't know, Dougie. I kind of wish I had picked Josh right now.
Oh, Josh Shapiro?
No, Josh Cabernet.
Look, Tim will be fine. It's not like he's going to say something crazy.
I've become friends with school shooters.
And so they're putting out the truth. It's interesting. Why would they even do that? Remember, we told you how FEMA's been acting up and not bringing supplies, and they're supposedly having $750 for those folks out there that need the help, but we're finding out those are actually loans. They're not actually giving the money away. They're asking folks to pay it back. Somebody was out there near FEMA. We've got a lot of witnesses that are telling you what's going on. This is in Western North Carolina. Listen to what happened in FEMA with FEMA there.
So I just left the airport. We picked up a flight of pediatric medical supplies that were brought in and are going to North Asheville. We were sitting in the private portion of the airport, and we got to overhear an awful lot. The Army pilots, the Navy pilots, hospital representatives, there was a lot of chatter. While we were there, a private jet landed and four FEMA representatives got off. Four people off of a private jet. Come to find out, and you're not going to hear this, so let me tell you. Come to find out, Mission Hospital was told, a private hospital, that they are going to go ahead and be the morgue center for body recovery. All of the Army Chinook helicopters you're seeing flying overhead, they are doing body recovery. FEMA said and you can take this as a direct quote, said that they are too tied up at the border to send any more representatives. Yeah, at the border. So anyhow, I guess border control trumps whatever's going on here. So they told Mission Hospital they are not sending refrigerated trucks so that they can stack the bodies up. And we also overheard that whatever fatality numbers you are hearing, and this is a quote, go ahead and add a couple of zeros. So FEMA's too busy with the border. A private hospital and the Army are going to take over body recovery, and private individuals with their private helicopters and their private planes are the ones who are flying in supplies. I was at Hangar 10. I was picking up supplies. There was a stack for the Cajun Navy. There was a stack that looked like it was ASPCA. These are all being sent by private individuals. FEMA is doing nothing. Go ahead and share that.
So there you go. More information for you to understand how this is all playing out for all to see. And oh, by the way, I want to make sure I get back into the weather warfare. If you guys still need help, I put it in the description box below this 45-minute video that somebody dug up on HARP from History Channel. Weather Warfare, History Channel 2009 explained in detail how HARP could modify weather and cause earthquakes. Imagine what they can do now. They tried to scrub this from the internet, but we found it, and it was posted for you to see. Just a clip from that.
Trigger and direct lightning strikes to a target of her choosing.
The goal with these triggered lightning experiments is really trying to find out what starts lightning. There's a lot we don't understand about lightning, and one of the biggest questions is, how does it get started? What's the initiation process? There's a lot that we do understand about what happens during the lightning flash, but how it gets started is still a complete mystery.
Lightning is produced in thunderstorms when liquid ice particles collide. U.S. scientists discover the cryptic signal is coming from the Soviet Union. They assign it an innocuous name.
It was called the Russian woodpecker because it was the Russians that were creating
moves. It could pull the jet stream with it, thus rerouting it hundreds of miles, changing the way water moves through our atmosphere.
Dr. Agnew has devised a demonstration to show how HARP could manipulate the atmosphere.
So what we've done is we've got a cloud generator up here. It's an ultrasonic nebulizer. It's going to create real water particles, just like you would find in a cloud. What we're seeing now is we're actually filling this chamber with microscopic water particles. You can see that it's almost completely filled with water vapor. It's beginning to condense a little bit on the sides, just so that you can see the detail. We've got a nice dense fog, just like you were sitting inside a cloud at 50,000 feet.
At the bottom of the cloud chamber, Dr. Agnew has constructed an ELF wave transmitter, a miniature version of HARP.
We're only using 100 watts. It's perfectly safe.
When Dr. Agnew turns on the ELF wave transmitter and begins shooting ELF waves into the simulated cloud, the cloud begins to move up to the top of the chamber, taking the moisture with it.
If you get down low enough, you can actually see a clear layer above the antenna. It is actually pushing these water particles up, and that's exactly how HARP works. What we've done is we've not only pushed the cloud off of the HARP antenna, but as you can see, our cloud is almost completely gone inside. HARP does exactly the same thing. It ionizes the particles, pushes them out into space.
HARP is one of several ELF wave transmitters located all over the globe. The United States...
Yeah. There you go. Stuff they don't want you to see. They're going to try to cover it up more and more every single day. Covering up the truth is what they're trying to do, right? Because even Hillary's been out there in Communist News Network, whoever's playing Hillary, letting folks know that we need to take control because these folks are spreading all this information out there. We don't want the truth out.
There should be a lot of things done. We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control.
They lose total control, which is what we want. They need to lose control of the narrative and the propaganda and all the junk that they're pushing on everyone. You know, they were trying this back in the day. Remember when FEMA, back in Puerto Rico, remember this? FEMA's the disgrace. Remember when they had that huge storm and they did the investigation, people started talking to each other and said, hey, what's going on? And they're like, hey, did you know that FEMA's hiding all the survival goods? Did you guys know the same thing is happening now? FEMA's grabbing all of the goods that people are bringing up to the mountains to help the people out. They're confiscating them. And then we're getting reports. I don't have videos of it, but there's reports coming out that they're handing all of the stuff that they're taking from people and they're giving it to the illegals. That's the reports that are coming out. So look what happened when the word got out. It started spreading around. They found out that FEMA was hiding all of the water and everything that FEMA was supposed to be distributing out to the people in Puerto Rico after the storm. Look what happened when they found out. For those listening, they're opening up a warehouse. And when they open it, they start celebrating. Why? Because inside that warehouse were all the goodies that FEMA was hiding. Thousands upon thousands of water bottles, food supply, and so much more that was being hidden from all of them. That's FEMA for you. That's the organization that's supposed to be helping you, and they're going to get exposed. And so when they do, we're hoping that it plays out in such a way that many will notice. We believe, thanks to Stormy Patriot Joe sharing stuff and also Joe Rambo, we're getting this information out where President Trump's been sharing a few things, and we're starting to kind of connect the dots. So if you look at this, you guys realize that the other day, this Kamala actor said the teleprompter went out, and she kept repeating the same number over and over again. Check this out.
Johnson. Remember his number. Johnson. Remember his number? 32. Today we got 32 days until the election.
32. So you'd say, well, that's interesting. She isn't part of this whole, intel drop and to go forward. Well, if this person is part of central casting, if we're a part of that whole thing and we think that that's what's going on, then they're pointing that number out quite a bit. 32, if you look at the drop, maybe one day it can't go slow. Now, President Trump made sure that everybody heard about this 32 number that happened the other day with her teleprompter going out.
We're not going to let him do it, Troy. We're not going to let her destroy our country. That dummy. Did you see where the teleprompter went on off yesterday? She didn't know what the hell. My teleprompter, I don't even use it. That's why I don't actually use it too much. But, when you do this stuff a lot, teleprompters break. She had a bad moment yesterday. It broke, right? And she kept saying the same number over and over. I said, what's wrong with her?
She kept saying the same number over and over. What number was that?
And maybe it didn't break. I don't know. She said it, bro.
Maybe it didn't break. Maybe she had to say that number over and over on the script.
But when you do this stuff, as we say professionally, you better, because I've lost it many times. I had one in Ohio for Bernie Moreno, who's doing pretty good up there. He's running for the Senate, just like Eric is doing great here.
If you do this stuff professionally, you better be. And then he stopped. Doing what professionally? So 32 on the drop on the Intel board, the Q board, maybe one day it cannot go slow. Maybe one day, but it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents. And he gets into that even more so about those that are infiltrating our country.
And by the way, The enemy from within, the crazy lunatics that we have, the fascists, the Marxists, the communists, the people that we have that are actually running the country, not her. She's not running it, and Biden's not running it either, and you all know that. Those people are more dangerous, the enemy from within, than Russia and China and other people. Because if you have a smart president, you'll be able to handle them very well.
Yep, you'll be able to handle them. And they're trying to destroy our country. They've imported probably 20 million illegals. And there's a guy that went out there, and he interviewed folks, I believe, in New York to ask them, you know, how did you get over here, and how are you getting support and living and making money and all that? I'm going to translate, read the screen as they speak. And how long have you been staying here at the hotel since I arrived in July? How many months is that? 7 months. And have you had to pay rent?
No,
nothing. I haven't paid anything. It's 100% free, yes. And they give you lunch and breakfast, yes. And they give the child personal items, diapers, whatever he needs. In the hotel, do they clean the rooms? Yes, yes, every day they clean the rooms. Change the bed sheets. Every day they do that? Yes, every day. Have you been able to get a job? No, not me, no. If you had a medical problem, how would you receive help? Well, with the medical insurance, Medicare, we have the Metro Plus, and that covers the children's needs. We also benefit from that. Did you feel supported thanks to our president? Well, yes, yes. Because we aren't working or anything. And he's the one helping us. And that's Benny Johnson sharing all that with us. There you go. With the illegals, getting all the stash. Check this out from somebody up there, Mama Jen.
Hey, everybody. Today we're going to talk about FEMA. Because I have a personal FEMA story now. And I've been hearing a lot here on TikTok about how FEMA is like commandeering donations and putting them in their own warehouses and saying they need to control them, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to start going down that rabbit hole next, but this is my FEMA story today. So my uncle has lived in St. Pete, Florida for his entire adult life. So quite some time. He's 73 years old. Born and raised in Michigan, where I'm at, you know, blue collar dude. My whole family is a little rednecky. Call us whatever you want. We're good, hardworking people. And he has been too his whole life. He actually worked for the city in public transit for 20 years. So giving back, doing all he can, you know, just making his way in the world. Home was completely destroyed in Helene. He had evacuated, did what he was supposed to do. He's up in a hotel and paying for the hotel himself. So he comes back to his home and it's gutted. Basically, all of his possessions are gone. The home is uninhabitable. So he obviously can't stay there. FEMA comes in. I believe that this was yesterday. FEMA comes in. They're there for 5 minutes. They didn't even go through the whole home. But you walk in and you can tell, I guess, the situation, right? So they tell him it'll be 8 to 10 business days before you hear anything. We're going to go back and look at everything. We'll let you know. All right, cool. He gets an email this morning with the results of what FEMA is going to give to him. We'll get to that in a second. First, I went back and did a little digging on FEMA myself. And in 5 minutes of Googling on the Google machine, it's really easy to find all the, and a lot of it comes directly from FEMA. It's their website, FEMA.gov or whatever it is. All comes from there, so it's legit, and I screenshotted and I saved all the bookmarks, so if anybody, I'm not making up anything, and I'll be happy to provide receipts. But in 2024, FEMA's budget was $37 billion, and they requested additional fundage before Helene. They requested it before Helene. So let's just round it up and say $40 billion, just for, you know, because we can. And FEMA is authorized, so I also learned, FEMA is authorized to grant an individual up to $42,500 for like your home loss, and an additional $42,500 for other incidentals. So what is that? 85 grand per person. They are authorized to grant that. Okay. So I did a little bit more digging. Where did FEMA's money go? And you can't really tell for 2024. I couldn't find it in the 5 minutes that I spent looking. I'm sure somebody out there can find it. But in 2023, very easy to find because, again, it's on the FEMA website. Went to five major areas: Arizona, Texas, New York City, New Mexico, and Chicago, which all happened to be border or sanctuary. A lot went to Colorado, too. There was like, I think a million went to Denver, but like Maricopa County in Arizona, 11 million. Pima County in Arizona, 28 million. I think New York City was right in that 27, 28-ish kind of million situation, and Chicago was way up there, too. Go on the site, check it out. The numbers are there. It's really easy to find. So they've spent a lot of money on non-citizens. Sorry, my cat jumped off. on non-citizens. They have obviously been very well-funded non-American citizens. Again, my uncle, and I'm a lifelong American citizen, good, hardworking, salt of the earth kind of fella. Guess how much they're going to give him? $2,600. Yeah. An American citizen is worth $2,600 to our government. Make that make sense. Just make it make sense. I don't get it. Like I said, I'm going to do some more digging, but this was just literally what I found.
Way to go, Mama Chin. Keeping us updated. And I wanted to show you this. And when I said there's some good stuff to show you, we've got all these supplies that have been just coming in like crazy. Terrence Williams shared this video. He's out there cooking his pancakes and more and making sure everybody knows what's going on. And just glad to see all of the support. Many people are donating to different causes. Everybody's saying do not donate to FEMA or any of these gov organizations. Go to the churches and go to these folks that are actually doing due diligence. President Trump on that note said he's vowing to end all sanctuary cities in America, and he's going to boost the law enforcement. You had two men with large magazine rifles tried to barricade and then shoot Epicenter Church in Burnett, Texas. The two suspects were wearing turbans, and armed Texans scared them off. That played out where security personnel noticed a suspicious man moving near the cars in the parking lot. Upon closer inspection, the man was seen placing a rock near an exterior door, seemingly trying to block it from opening. When security confronted him, he ran toward a white van. At that moment, another individual wearing a Muslim turban exited the van armed with an AR-15-style rifle. In response, security opened fire on the armed man. Van fled north in the direction of Lampasas. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office has issued a description of the suspects, two dark-skinned males in a white minivan wearing white or off-white headdresses armed with rifles. And so you can see how these illegals have impact on all of us. Here's another guy. He's been in the country for 16 days. He's already starting to do terrible things to children.
16 days you've been here and you want to come and rape a 14-year-old girl?
No.
Go back to our nan's house.
I didn't do anything.
And so in other countries, when they bring the illegals in, there's all types of terrible things and videos coming out showing these guys are up to no good. And it's been something that we've been aware of. We've been sharing on this channel and more how this plays out and how it affects all of us day in and day out. And some other things I wanted to update you on before we close today. Let's see, what's this one? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I don't know for sure what we will find when the Trump administration looks into this, but I guarantee we will look where the experts don't dare to. Alarming rise of super fit, slim young people suffering heart attacks as experts reveal theories for the surge. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., obviously, when he gets in, he's going to expose the vaccine industry, I believe, and we're going to start finally watching all of this stuff get pulled back, and hopefully we'll start having babies that are born throughout our country, maybe even the earth, that don't get pumped full of all types of poison when they're born. Some other poison that's making it out there is into our military. Joe Rambo shared this clip. What else but the president could say they are gone at that level of authority and confidence. So this guy came out. He was a Space Force veteran. Notice how he talks about DEI and how we need help in that area with the military. It needs to stop.
I'm going to revisit something you've talked about already. My name is Matt Lohmeyer. I was an Air Force F-15 pilot, and I was a commander in your newly created U.S. Space Force. I am also the first veteran of the Space Force because under the Biden-Harris regime, I was fired from my command and lost my pension for criticizing DEI trainings that were rampant in the military. Those trainings are still dividing our troops, and thank you for saying you would fire those few woke generals who are a big problem.
They're gone.
He said they're gone. Do you hear that?
I'm going to suggest that it might, in fact, require ongoing oversight and a persistent, consistent, watchful eye within the Pentagon to ensure this monster never returns to the Defense Department. Will you consider establishing a special task force, office, or position to ensure that these monsters never return to the Defense Department?
You know what I'll do? And I'm pretty good at this stuff. Sometimes you get it wrong. I'm going to put you on that task force. I think it's good. Not going to do better than him. I'll put you on. Make sure you give the name. Thank you. Beautiful. Right? I have your approval.
Yes, sir.
I have your approval. We're not going to get better than him. You're right about it. You're right. 100%. Thank you.
That's phenomenal. Hey, guess what? We're going to put you in charge. Since you came up with that idea, almost reminds me of, in a sense, kind of small way that Joseph was pulled from the dungeon, interprets the dreams of Pharaoh, and all of a sudden he's put in second in charge. Not saying that Trump's Pharaoh, I'm just saying it's just interesting when that plays out for others. As they point something out, there's a problem, sir, it needs to change. Well, guess what? I'm going to put you in charge of that because you definitely know what you're talking about. Boy, what a great day that's going to be when he steps in and we start seeing so many major changes happen throughout our country. So a lot was shared today. We're watching again. The folks are not feeling good about the state of the country. 25% is supposed to be the number. They said it's 28%. They think we're on the right track. That's a big number. I don't think that's what it is. Remember, the rallies have been huge, as we started with, showing you that the enthusiasm for President Trump is not dying. It is growing bigger by the moment. Most folks are realizing these are probably the last rallies we will ever see from him as far as rallies to run for president. Hopefully, he'll come out and continue to do rallies for celebration. We hope to see that. And of course, we're watching J.D. Vance make waves with his speeches. A lot of folks have changed their minds on him quite a bit. My wife still shares with me links that people are attacking him, stating that they're getting rumors that are spreading about him because he was belonged to some company that did some terrible things, I guess. And so I looked into a little bit of that, and I hear everyone out there. There's always those that are going to have their opinions. We have open free speech, and you can share your thoughts on that. I don't believe it's true. That's me. I think that sometimes when we belong to big agencies or big companies, just because we work there doesn't mean we know all the ins and outs of what's going on. If I worked at Disney, that doesn't mean that I'm part of the Disney crowd, that of the employees at the very top that are doing evil things to children. That's the only example I can think of right now. So I'm just telling you right now, unless we have the receipts and it shows us perfectly that that's what's going on and President Trump assigned him to expose him, I'm not going to go there. We're watching all of the information fly in about the mountains and what's going on in North Carolina, specifically FEMA. They're being exposed. We've shared with you again how they manipulate the weather and how they could be doing these weather wars to destroy different avenues around there. If you guys didn't know that Milton, the interesting name for Milton, just a sidebar for you, for those that waited to the very end, Milton Cooper was the one that was the original truther, getting information out, exposing the pedophiles and all the evil ones. He used to work for the CIA. Interesting, because Milton is this hurricane, and supposedly it's going to be going across Disney. Could it be exposing? He was exposing Disney back then. Could they be using his name to then expose Disney for what they've got going on underground there? Who knows? There's just a lot of stuff that goes on. We try to share as much as we can here in the time frame that we have. hopefully you guys can continue your digging, sharing with each other, and more. In the meantime, one of the things I mentioned in the beginning was the music that was played at the Butler rally. Several songs were played for many minutes, and this one here touched my heart quite a bit, had me in tears, and hopefully enjoy it as we close.
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for the ability that we have to share information with each other. And we ask that you continue to guide us to the truth. We know that your Son, Jesus Christ, stated, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father except by me. We know that we can only speak in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, to reach our Heavenly Father. We're so grateful for that. We are again ask for your continued guidance and protection from the enemy, who's doing all that he can to stop as he's being placed up against a wall, just like the days when Pharaoh was pushed up against a wall with the many plagues that you sent his way, till you finally hardened his heart to the point where he let the people go. And so we're looking forward to the destruction in the Red Sea, in a sense of the enemy getting washed away completely, so we can have, again, a restart and hopefully a change in the hearts of many people across our country back to good moral values. That's what we're hoping for. And we know that overall, that nothing will be perfect until we finally are together with you once again. We look forward to that day. Until then, please continue to protect all of those on the front lines that are fighting, everyone up in the mountains that are rescuing folks. Please continue to help in those efforts. May you receive all the praise, honor, and glory that's due you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you hit that subscribe and follow button. And once again, just a reminder, if you guys are looking to watch our videos without all of those ads popping up over and over again, I suggest you go to our Clout Hub channel that Todd Callender has put together, and you guys will be able to watch them there. It actually has translations in almost every language around the earth. So that'd be pretty cool. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.